Hey, Noel.
Hey, Kara. All right. Good to go. So basically, he was a little bit of a grumpers, if you will.
Yeah, for sure.
But I cracked a kind of a Halloween joke. I think that kind of got him at least a little bit more. Yeah, so basically, it sounds like basically he just had some sort of weird, mixed identity situation where, like, he went into this long story about how, like they were moving and he had a bunch of his stuff was, like, sent to some other guy with a similar name, not St. Martin, but Martin, yada, yada, yada. This is like, listen, at the end of the day, we can fix that on the back end. Just otherwise, if we have to do it, if we do it now, we're going to have to rerun the whole thing and it'll take a lot longer. We can just fix it on the back end and, maybe just have you sign another form or something. And I was like, all right. And then he had said something basically that, I guess his concern in his particular case is that we were paying off Celtic Bank because he saw Celtic Bank on the last page. I think he thought that we were going to be paying them directly. I was like, no, don't worry. They're the ones that are going to be paying you the money, putting in your account. And so he just was like, oh, so I'm not paying off my SBA loan. I'm like, no. Like, this is just, it happens to be the same bank that has your SBA loan is now funding your on-deck loan with us. So I had to just kind of connect the dots from the show. No. Yeah, it's just kind of a weird one-off scenario where we had Celtic Bank, a similar customer. So all's good. So he, I kind of believe you. I'm like, hey, just pick this up on the back end, click checkout, and then we can have you talk to our customer service team tomorrow kind of thing. So should be good to go.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Noel.
No worries. And, so now that one's done. I know we're still, but I'll just give you a quick update. So I've been on top of our team as far as the Rick May one, still waiting on the tax card results to come back. She said she was a little surprised that it hasn't come back yet. But basically we're just waiting for it to come back. They said it should come today, and I'm actually banking on this one to come today for my own purposes as well. So all over that one, especially a nice big deal like that. And then lastly, I know that merchant for the trucking one has been kind of playing the epic game of phone tag. That network trucking.
Oh yeah. That one's been a little obnoxious. He's interesting.
Yeah, all truckers typically are. They're always a little bit. Speaking of grumpers, typically some of them more grumpy. So is it something that you, is it just the guy's just hard to get a hold of? So he just does one. If we can send out manual docs, and he can just DLVC, and then we can just do the bank verification last. That way, we can go right to funding. Just if he's a little old school, kind of, if that helps the cause. I just want to see what would help.
I don't know if that would help exactly, because he's kind of lazy. I think the fastest way would be the best way. I think.
Got it.
He kind of got annoyed that we were brokering out the loan to someone else. Yeah, I'm not sure what the best way to go about this one right now would be. He quit answering my calls late on Friday afternoon. He was responsive all morning, and then I couldn't get in touch with him starting Friday afternoon.
Got it. What's the best contact number? Maybe I'll try to give him a call and maybe do a similar kind of customer service-y, hey, what's going on, kind of like a call.
Yeah, let me grab it one second. Okay, it was 334-322-0528.
That's contact number. Okay. Cool. So I will try to give this guy a call a little later, see what happens. Otherwise, so I'm pushing away as far as Rick May, just kind of nudging, reminding like, hey, just want to double check, make sure everything's okay. So hopefully you should have an update there as soon as possible there too as well.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
No worries. Yeah. Keep them company. If you have any other ones you needed some last-minute exceptions for or anything to help over the finish line, let me know.
Okay.
Cool. All righty. Talk to you then.